couch and alcohol. And three fat guys, we say mean and crazy things. And one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Where the penis jokes come fast and quick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us
Tuesday.
Nights on strangelabel.com.
It all just gives me a rumbly in my tumbly.
This thing we call the Dubfod. My name is Mike. I am joined, of course, by my good friend, Mr. Drunkard STL.
What's up, buddy?
And guys, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, Coach T, Jaguar impressive, Mr. Travis Hulse is here, everyone.
Travis, check it out.
That was a blast from the past, that intro song.
I put pen to paper for this episode.
Ooh, nice. Taking some notes.
Travis, what happened was the Major League Baseball, they had a Field of Dreams game the other night. Apparently, it was the most viewed game since 2005.
Explain to me what this
regular
means.
Season game.
Field of Dreams game.
Okay, so you know the movie Field of Dreams. Guy built a baseball field and a bunch of corn.
Yeah, and all the ghosts came.
So adjacent to that field, they built a new field.
Yeah, it's like a Major League Baseball field.
So in the Field of Dreams field.
Yes.
Yeah, so okay. The voice was like, I finally get to use my megaphone, Travis. I'm
nice.
If you excited. Build it, they will come.
And so then he built it, and then they were like,
hey, man, build another one.
So they did, and somebody hit a home run into the core, and it was pretty cool.
So Drunk said, hey, you know what we haven't done in a while is that recast thing we used to do. Remember that? And he suggested that we do Field of Dreams because it's topical.
Well, I thought we were going to do Beetlejuice.
God damn it, Travis. We did Beetlejuice a couple years ago. You goddamn motherfuckers. Travis, I want to tell you my Home Depot story, and I want to tell you my peanut butter story. Which one do you want to hear first?
If people are waiting, if they're having anticipation, who won the Field of Dreams game, that was the Chicago White Sox, correct?
Correct.
Okay, just in case people were like, who? Tell me the outcome of this Field of Dreams game.
They beat the Yankees.
The Yankees?
The Yankees.
Travis, which story do you want to hear? Do you not care? Just tell either one of them.
Yeah, give them to me in any order. Whatever you feel is going to provide the most punch.
So a stained new kitchen table. We got a $12 Goodwill kitchen table. Wanted to stain it. We just wanted a smaller kitchen table. We wanted a little round one because we're only two people. We don't need a whole big old bass table. You know what I mean?
But what if you have Thanksgiving?
No, we're not going to.
What are you going to keep all your, what are you going to store all your mail and shit on?
Don't come to our house. I guess we'll just have overflow, Travis. I don't know what, but see what happens is we have the big kitchen table and then like everything ends up on the kitchen table.
You got TV trays?
You know, we have one TV tray.
Yeah, up your TV tray game then.
You got to get a second TV tray to put all our mail on. So what happened, I was out in the garage, Travis, I was putting a layer of polyurethane on my stain job, got polyurethane on the dog. And so what I had to do is I had to Google.
You were putting poly on a project table and you let your dog be in the same room?
But he's just going to be in the same room, Travis. That goddamn dog won't go away from me. Wherever I am, he's there.
You're not supposed to get particles and things when you're using polyurethane into what you're... So I would imagine your dog sheds. You're not worried about big, giant chunks of dog hair getting onto your kitchen table. So every time you sit down to eat at your kitchen table, there's dog hair ingrained in it.
No, it turned out fine. Thank you. Okay. But I got polyurethane on the dog. It dripped on the dog.
Mike's already offered me the dog twice, by the way.
Yeah, Travis, you want a dog?
Nope. Got
this,
two.
This fucking dog, he jumps the fence and then he wants to play games. I walk after him and he's like, no, fuck you. I want to go for a walk. So
every step you take towards him, he takes two steps away from you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a shot collar.
Except he does follow him everywhere.
So I googled how do you get polyurethane out of a dog, and
mineral spirits.
Well, no, it specifically said not to put mineral spirits on him because that'll hurt his skin. What it said to do was rub a bunch of peanut butter on your dog. So I did that, Travis. I rubbed a bunch of peanut butter on my dog. I rubbed peanut butter all over my dog. And then he loved that. He's just licking himself and going, dude, this is awesome. I'm just covered in peanut butter, and I like it. And so then I gave him a bath, washed all the peanut butter off the dog. And then I realized that what I had been doing is I was polyurethaning without any shoes on. And so I had polyurethane on my feet. And so I...
So you peanut buttered your feet?
Yeah, well, I asked my wife, hey, will you peanut butter my feet? And she said no. And so I just got in the bathtub and peanut buttered my own feet. And I was thinking about making a video of it and sending it to you guys because I thought you like find it erotic.
Yeah.
It looked sloppy.
So did you go generic or did you get some like Jif?
I used Jif. I used Jif peanut butter. I had a big old Chunky? Sam's Club.
I was about to say creamy or smooth.
I went creamy or smooth. Both.
If you did the Chunky, it would almost be like, that orange soap, the stuff with the grit in it. It would help to get poly off your
If
feet.
You got the Chunky.
Oh, yeah. It would exfoliate. Yeah, like you think, Trevor?
The pumice.
You bet. Yeah, it's like a pumice stone.
Yeah. And it worked great. So guys, if you ever run into that situation,
if you ever stain your dog,
you rub some peanut butter on it and it comes right out. Does the trick. So Charles, in February, my wife and I, we made the decision that we wanted to get a couple new doors going out onto our deck. We wanted to get a new like door.
Everybody wants to improve their deck.
A new screen door, and there was like two double doors in the dining room that we wanted to just make like one sliding door.
So you had French doors, God. Now you want a sliding door.
You've been saving your stimulus money or something? Shit, that's pricey.
No, Travis, we're in debt.
But you know, that's good debt.
So yeah.
Use the Home Depot card.
This was February, and the guy at the Home Depot, he was kind of a dick to a point where we were thinking, maybe we should just go to, like, we don't want this guy to get any commission from our sale. I mean, like, we want the doors, but this guy sucks. But we went, and we scheduled the measuring, and they came out and measured. We brought in the measurements, and... The guy, it was the same guy again. And we were like, damn it, we got to talk to this guy again. And he was a very unpleasant man.
The second time too?
Yeah, he was unpleasant. Like, you know, he told us he was on his lunch break. You know, like, I don't need to know when you're on your lunch break. Don't be by where I buy doors while you're eating lunch.
Yeah, what is he doing out on the floor if he's on his lunch
break? Just hanging out, telling people he's on his break.
I have to work during my lunch break all the time, too, so I feel his pain.
So, yeah, like I told him what we wanted. I told the measurement guy what we wanted. And then when we went in, I said, okay, we want the screen door, we want the door, and we want a sliding door. And he goes, well, they didn't measure for the sliding door or the screen door. You didn't tell us you wanted that. You're kidding, right? He goes, no, no, you're going to have to come back. So we left. He had us walk out the door. And thankfully, we came back, Travis, because we're idiots. And so we ordered the doors.
I was about to say, why didn't you just go to Menards?
Yeah, it was like...
Yeah, just walk out.
Like $3,000, Travis, for these three doors to be installed.
I hate the Home Depot so bad.
So that was February. They said they had to order them. They were special order. That finally, they called us and they said, okay, we'll be there. They called us in April to schedule for June. So in June, the man arrives with my doors and he says, like, right off the bat, like, as soon as he gets there,
wrong shit.
Hey, your sliding door doesn't have wheels on it. So I can install it, but you won't be able to open and close it, and you'll just have to wait for us to come back and put the wheels in. Or I can take it back, and we can reschedule it for when they have wheels.
What? Why? Why would the door have been shipped without the proper equipment to make it work?
Travis, this gets so much worse. So I said, okay, well, I don't want to have a door that I can't use. So I guess we'll just wait until you can put it in and I can use it, right?
Did he at least install the regular door and the screen door?
Installed the regular door and the screen door. The screen door does not latch. I said to the man, the professional installer, hey, man, this doesn't latch. You know, I have a big dog that'll just headbutt this open and go outside whenever he wants. Can you make this latch before you leave? He said, yeah. Fiddled around with it for a couple of minutes. Said, hey, it latches now. It doesn't. It still doesn't, by the way. So that was June, Travis. I make several calls to the Home Depot. I make several calls to the installers. Nobody will return my calls to let me know what the fuck is going on with my other door.
And you prepaid all this, correct?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, we've been financing it, Travis. Actually, our financing is almost up. We bought it in February. And so I finally call home, like the 1-800 number Home Depot. And I'm like, hey, man, I've been calling the store trying to, you know, I explained what happened. Like, I just want to know when you guys are going to come fucking put this door in. And they said, well, would you like to lodge a formal complaint? And I said, well, yeah.
Yes,
I
mean, I would.
That's why I'm calling, because like,
I'm calling to complain.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm complaining. And so they said, okay, well, we will forward your formal complaint to a corporate, and someone from the store should be calling you. Nobody calls me. Nobody calls me. So like a week later, the installer calls and says, hey, we're scheduling for August, and we have your door with your wheels. Can we schedule something in August? And I'm just like,
well, and I think all of these people, just to be fair, I think all these contractors that are actually installing these things are outsourced. They're not actually employees.
No, I mean, they're not employees of the Home Depot. No.
Yeah. No right. way, shape or form. Are they, yeah, it's too much right. insurance liability.
So
they came today.
They came yesterday. Drunk.
Okay.
The guy shows up
on a Monday.
Same guy.
Yeah. And, he puts in the sliding glass door, Travis, and then he tells me, hey man, the screen for your screen door is the wrong size, so I'm gonna have to take that back and they'll just have to send you a new screen door. I said, oh, okay, so I guess we're still going, right? And so
they're going to send you a new screen door that you then have to personally put in, even though you paid for installation.
I think all you do is you just put it in the track, right?
Yeah,
I
mean, yeah, I'm sure that's right. The case. But didn't you pay to have it put in?
Well, somebody's coming back, Travis, because I'm still not done. Okay. So he's putting his tools away, and I have a dirty-ass screen door that's been in a warehouse for 8 months. And so I get out the Windex, and I'm wiping off the door, right?
Right.
I take the big sticker off of the screen door, and it has like a foot-long scratch in the glass, Travis. Like a scratch.
Under the sticker?
Yeah, under the sticker. It was strategically placed. And so I go get the guy, and I'm like, hey, man, like, I don't know if this is like a reasonable thing to point out to you or not, but there's a foot long goddamn scratch in my brand new sliding glass door. And he goes, oh, well, I'll take a picture of it and send it to them, and they'll probably be in contact with you about it. Haven't talked to anybody, you know, but I'm still not done, Travis.
Did you mention to the man when he came back that your screen door on your regular door still doesn't latch?
I just wanted him to go away. I just wanted it to be over.
You were done with it.
Yeah, I figured eventually if it bothers me enough, I can just fuck with it. But and by the way, I paid out the ass for installation. Just pointing that out. So I'm cleaning up the door. The guy gets done and he says, hey, so I sent off that picture of the scratch. I'm done here. There's a whole bunch of supplies that were part of the project that I didn't use. I don't know if he was supposed to use them. Like, I don't know if like it's eventually going to fall out or something because he didn't use it. But like it was like three or four pieces of like a board and like a can of the foam shit. And he said, just take that back and they'll give you a refund. You'll get like $40 back. I was like, okay. So I did that.
So he just didn't seal your door. So eventually it's just going to be raining into your house and shit.
Well, he had three cans. He used one can on the door the first time he was here. And he used the second can on I saw him do the foam with the one can, but he had a third can that he told me to take back. So I took the stuff back.
Got your refund.
Got my refund. It was like $40. I come home. I'm looking at the door. I'm just getting irritated about the big scratch on it. And I'm futzing with it. And like I notice, you know, this sliding glass door has a lock on it. And he didn't give me keys. He didn't give me keys to the door. I'm looking around. I'm thinking maybe like he put them on the kitchen table that was right there. I thought maybe he put them on the counter. Maybe it's out on the table. There has to be, like, he wouldn't have taken the keys, right? Can't find the keys. So I look up the phone number of the project manager. I don't have this man's phone number, but I have his boss's phone number. I called his boss and I said, hey, man, guy installed a door here today. It didn't give me any keys.
And it's got a scratch in it.
Yeah. Well, he took a picture and sent off the scratch. I'm sure that happened. He says, okay, well, I'll call him. And he calls him, and he calls him back. And the guy says, oh, yeah, the guy said that there wasn't any keys in the box. I'm like, well.
So he decided to fail to mention one of the most important things about a door and the ability to lock it.
That's what happens when you get a door. See, like you can lock the door from the inside. And then, like, if you're on the outside and you want to come inside, you put a key in the door, Travis. So that's
right.
How doors work. You're right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so I said, man, I need to, like, use a key to get in the door. Yeah. So.
You got the other door. You're fine.
I said, obviously, you can see what my concerns would be here, right? He goes, yeah, I'm going to have to call Home Depot and get back to you.
Well, that, you know, that guy could just break into your house.
Right. Theoretically, yeah, that'd be a pretty good scam, right? You install the door and then just keep the keys.
Yeah, he saw something he liked in there, and he's like, well, I'll just say there was no keys in the box, and I'll scope the place out, wait till everybody's at work, and help myself.
Honestly, even if, like, he leaves with the keys, he could just go make keys. So even then, it's like, you know, So the guy
says he's going to call Home Depot. Did he have any luck? Did you hear back from him then?
Yeah, he called back later on and he said, oh, well, Home Depot said they're going to order you a brand new lock set. And when it comes in, we'll come out and install it. Never heard from the Home Depot, Trevor. So I have not heard about the lock. Haven't heard about the scratch. I haven't heard about the screen door. And I ordered these goddamn doors in February.
So that contractor was able to get a hold of somebody immediately and provide you an answer.
Right. He must have the but special
you
number.
Can't. You, yeah, he's got that special actually somebody giving a shit number.
Yeah, I would say whenever I got my bathrooms redone, it took about 3 months for them to come do it.
So you financed through them then?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I have a Home Depot credit card, Travis.
Well, you probably financed through like Synchrony or Wells Fargo or something, but
yeah. I would put a stop payment on that because you ordered shit in February and didn't get what you ordered.
I don't disagree with that.
Needless to say, guys, I'm unhappy with the service that I was provided at the Home Depot. And I advise you all not to go there.
I'm always unhappy with the Home Depot.
And
always
I say that as a guy who went to Home Depot today and purchased like $60 worth of shit.
Go to Menards, man. Go to Menards.
You save big money there.
Or you can go to the local place and help the local guy out.
The local guy charges you out the ass.
Travis, I don't know if you saw this, but
I like the local guy. He's very helpful.
Terry Crews told us all not to take showers this week too.
Who's next? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. Who's
next on this goddamn bandwagon?
There's something going on where they don't want us taking showers, Travis.
I was about to say, McConaughey say to not take showers too?
Oh, God damn it. Not Matthew McConaughey too. Did he tell us not to take showers?
I think so.
Jake Gyllenhaal's told us not to take showers. Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis say not to take showers. Now Terry Crews is telling them not to.
Yeah.
This
has been building up for weeks, and now all of a sudden the Taliban has taken control over Afghanistan. So I don't think it's a coincidence.
Yeah. I mean, there's some shit going on. Does the Taliban take showers, Travis?
I don't know. They probably tell you they don't.
Yeah. I think they're taking like way too many showers. And they just want us to think they're not taking showers.
That way there's more water for them.
Yeah, there's going to be a water shortage eventually, and they've got us all accustomed to not taking showers.
Well, that's California. F them. I don't live in California.
Well, they need to get rid of the goddamn almonds. That's their whole fucking thing. Guys, I'll tell you what we're going to do.
Tell me.
We're going to take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back... Travis, did you put pen to paper? Because me and Drunk, we put pen to paper.
For what?
We're gonna recast Field of Dreams, Travis.
What?
Hey, Joe, let's get out of Afghanistan. I said, hey, guys, let's get out of Afghanistan. And the Taliban go.
Dubfod goes hard.
Gays have been in a fight for their equal rights, whether it be marriage equality, an end to discrimination, or sole ownership of the Bravo network. A big deal was made when Michael Sam kissed his boyfriend in celebration of being drafted by the Rams, I guess because it was viewed as icky. But it seems like that issue has stuck around and will stick around for the foreseeable future. The Yes All Women hashtag has become a battle cry for ladies everywhere to stand up and say, hey, some psychopath killed 6 people. How can I make this about me? Tales of sexism and domestic violence and harassment. The idea is to create awareness that women are more than just fuck dolls, they're people. And of course, the issue of racism, which has intensified in recent months with the release of Clippers owner Donald Sterling's private conversations, the Las Vegas shootings by alleged white supremacists yesterday, but more importantly, by Hollywood's refusal to cast Lupita Nyong'o in romantic comedies. Racism is an issue we tackle every day of our lives. But there's another social issue that trumps all and deserves its place among the Mount Rushmore of the oppressed. And believe it or not, It is also a crime perpetrated primarily by white men. Free pornography. Did you know that free sites like Beej.com, Xvideos.com, Xhamster.com, RedTube.com, YouPorn.com, TubeBait.com, Pornhub.com, and countless others basically steal their content from beautiful men and women who expect to be paid handsomely for having sex with each other? And, I mean, we know, guys, we know how hard it is out there for really, really good-looking people. Not only them, but you also have to consider the crew members, the lighting guys, the boom mic operators, who make their living watching beautiful men and women have sex with each other. If porn stars go away, all we'll have to jack off to is the thousands upon thousands of attention-seeking amateur cam whores willing to do it for free. A truly horrifying future, if you ask me. I urge you today, dear listener, from the bottom of my heart, pay for your porn. It's worth it.
Hello, this is Liv Taylor from Indifferent Matters, and you're listening to StrangeLabel.com.
Travis.
Yeah.
I got a text that says the audio is rough right now. I don't know what that means. It sounds bad. Hope the audio isn't really rough.
I can hear you just fine.
Maybe they should turn off their speakers and turn them back on.
I think that's
there you go. Blame it on them. Yep.
Guys, phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype.
WFOD.
Travis, the recast of Beetlejuice we did like 2 years ago. I posted the thing on the website.
I had to click the link to see who I even cast. I totally completely forgot that we even did that.
Yeah, I'm just kind of behind, you know.
Who did he do good?
See, what happens, Travis, is I get discouraged. Because the website doesn't get in. It gets some traffic. But
hey, come visit our website, guys.
Not as much as I'd like. And so then I don't post stuff on it. But then when I don't post stuff on it.
You put some flash games on there. That'll get people coming over.
Yeah.
Like Snake?
So yeah. You get discouraged and then you don't post stuff on it. But if you posted more stuff on it, maybe people would click on stuff. You know,
yeah, my favorite websites typically post every day.
Yeah. So that's the whole story. But
are we really recasting Field of Dreams?
Where have you been?
Do you not want to do it this week? You want to hold off because
I mean, if you guys were excited to do it, I didn't realize this was something we were doing.
How could you? We've been arguing about it for like 4 days, Travis.
But I didn't think that. I thought we were just talking potential recasts, not that we were doing it today.
Oh. So we'll go to Travis last in all of this.
No, it's all right. Yeah, I'll keep mine here and we can do it next week.
And I'll figure it. We can't do it next week. We got a guest.
I've done it on the fly before. It's all good.
I'll be fine.
Travis.
I'll be fine.
I had a game that I wanted to do tonight, pushed the game off
for the recast.
And so, like, you know, I guess I should have just done the game and had the game ready. That way we could have just done the game.
Hey, man, I'm cool with going with the flow. Let's just do it. Let's do it.
So
fucking dude, you got a opener for this?
No.
Oh, that's terrible.
Did we typically have openers for them?
I mean, It's something that we do. We should have an opener for it, right?
So, Travis, we got...
It's a WFOD recast. It's a movie that already happened, but we're going to put some other actors into the roles you love. Ha, ha.
It's actually not bad.
I was about to say, clip that off.
It's pretty good. We're going to use that next time, too. I'm going to put like some little do-do-do-do-do's behind it. Right. It's going to be great.
And by the way, just so I put that out in the ether, I do not believe that this is a movie that should be remade.
Well, the version that I cast drunk, I think, should be remade.
Okay. I barely remember this movie, to be honest.
Well, so you hate your dad?
My dad died when I was quite young, sir.
I'm sorry.
We have six roles, Travis. The James Earl Jones role... Terrence Mann, the Ray Liotta role, which is a shoeless Joe Jackson. Dad, you want to have a catch, you know?
Hey, is this heaven?
No. It's Iowa.
Moonlight Graham, the old Moonlight Graham, right?
Yes, the old
Moonlight. Young Moonlight Graham, who cares? He could be anybody. I mean, all he does is play baseball.
He winks at a guy, gets thrown at it, and then, you know.
And then, of course, the Kevin Costner role and
Ray Kinsella.
Amy Madigan role, the husband and the wife.
Yes.
And then what I described him as, Travis, was the dickhead brother, but Drunk corrected me and said that he wasn't a dickhead. He was just concerned about his sister, which I think he's right. But he wasn't a dreamer. But you know what? Like, really, he was right. Because this was a stupid idea to build this baseball field. And so, like, when I said he was...
Like, really stupid. Like, nobody usually invites ghosts to their home.
Right.
Usually people move out of these places when they find out they're haunted. They're not, like, encouraging spirits to come and haunt them.
Right. Hey, wouldn't it be cool if y'all came out of my cornfield? That sounds terrifying.
Right, and even like in the movies, like, you know how much land this is worth? He's like, yeah, $2,300 an acre. And that's in the 80s. Imagine what that's worth now. Jesus.
Yeah, and he was building corn. He was growing corn. And then he just bulldozed it all and said, fuck it, let's play baseball.
But since
I want to make all this money for, you know, I'm a farmer. Since, you who know, cares?
You said dickhead older brother, I kind of leaned into it. I was like, yeah, fuck it, we'll do the dickhead older brother.
So let's do him first. What do you think?
So, yeah, I chose Devin Rattray.
I don't know who that is.
He is the Buzz in Home Alone.
Oh, Jesus. Does he still exist?
If you look at him now, he almost looks like that guy.
Oh, he looks like he lost some weight, I guess?
Lost a little bit of leg, grew a beard, got a little bit of a receding hairline. Kind of looks like the guy.
All right. This is fascinating. It is. But the fact remains is that you don't have the money to bring the mortgage up to date, so you're still going to have to sell. I'm sorry, Ray. We got no choice.
Travis, I guess this will tip my hat a little bit, but for that role, I went with Dave Chappelle.
Oh, I already know what you're doing.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle in a smaller role that he can make his own. He can just he sit on the bleachers, smoke cigarettes, and bitch. Right, that's pretty much what he does.
Yeah, for sure.
But he's a banker, so he's got to like. Wear a suit and tie and whatnot too. So,
yeah. Travis, do you have one for the dickhead older brother?
This is dickhead older. How about John Hamm?
John Hamm's good.
I was considering him for a different role, but
oh, you have John Hamm?
I do not have John Hamm. I was considering him.
Oh, okay.
For one of the other roles, so.
You were considering him for Shoeless Joe.
I was, yes.
Annie Kinsella, Kevin Costner's wife, played by Amy Madigan in the original one. Drunk. I went with Zoe Saldana for
it's a good choice.
The wife.
Yeah.
Does she only make action movies, Travis? Does Zoe Saldana ever do anything that isn't just an action movie?
Ain't she in Clerks too? Or am I thinking?
No, that's Rosario Dawson.
Oh yeah, yeah.
She'd be good too.
I think Zaldana, I think she pretty much has only been in action movies.
She wants to kick ass, Travis. That's her whole thing.
No, can't blame her.
I want to put her in some flannel, put her out on a farm. Let her show her chops. Drunk, who you got
For this role, I chose Taryn Manning.
I don't know who that is.
She is the little blonde chick in Orange is the New Black with the smoky voice.
Oh, right. What did we talk about her recently about?
I don't know.
Charles, didn't we bring her up recently? What did she do?
Taryn Manning.
Was she in a movie that we watched or something?
Taryn Manning.
How did she come up? She just came up.
I got to see a picture.
Fuck. Anyway, so... In terms of the wife, you got an idea?
I don't know. How about Tessa Thompson?
Which one's she?
That's Valkyrie from Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, yeah. She's great.
Yeah. John Hamm, they're like adopted brother and sister or like foster or something.
Yeah. It's one line of dialogue. You'll figure it out. Yep. Okay. So we got Moonlight Graham. Burt Lancaster played him in the original. I got Jack Nicholson.
My God. You know what is super funny? I'm looking at the cast list for Field of Dreams. And as soon as I saw Burt Lancaster and we were talking about, that was exactly who I was going to choose. It's Jack Nicholson. So double down on that for me.
Yeah, it's not a big role. I don't think he's doing a whole lot these days, but it would be great for him to pop in. Just be like, hey,
let him pop out of the corn.
I guess my thing with him is he really, does he really ever play a nice guy?
Jack?
Yeah.
He can.
Okay.
I mean, like he's a doctor. He slaps a little girl on the back and gets the hot dog out of her throat.
Yeah, but he's always saying nice things and winking at people and doing good deeds.
I think Jack could probably handle a couple winks.
He is a professional actor.
All right, I chose Dick Van Dyke for that role.
Is he alive still?
He is. That's 95. Yes, he I had is. To make sure. 95-year-old.
I think I check that like Dick once a Van year. Dyke. Be like, did I hear if Dick Van Dyke died? Nope, he's still alive. That's a great choice, Strong.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so the James Earl Jones, Terrence Mann part.
So I went,
Ray. People will come, Ray. They'll come to Iowa for reasons they can't even fathom. They'll turn up your driveway, not knowing for sure why they're doing it. They'll arrive at your door as innocent as children, longing for the past. Of course, we won't mind if you look around, you'll say. It's only $20 per person.
He's a capitalist.
He is.
You guys got to go first, because if you choose who I... feel is obvious, I'm going to go left field.
So I chose friend of the dub fod, Keith David.
Oh, nice. Fuck. That's good.
That is good.
Keith David. He'd fucking murder that part.
I think he would.
I went with Jeff Bridges, but not just any Jeff Bridges. I went with mumbly cowboy Jeff Bridges. Like where,
ain't that the only role he plays nowadays?
Yeah, like where
is that
you
True Grit, Jeff Bridges,
like True Grit, Crazy Heart, Jeff Bridges, where you almost need subtitles at the bottom. I want Jeff Bridges with a big bushy beard, and I want him to wear those floppy hats, Travis. Do you have an idea for the James Earl Jones part?
Well, see, here was my obvious pick was Morgan Freeman. I feel like that would have been that one is obvious. So if either of you picked that, my out of left field pick was actually going to be an aged up Tracy Morgan.
Oh, like put prosthetics on him?
Yeah, age him up. Really, really gray that hair up.
That'd be,
you know,
great.
Get him to be a wise older man. Yeah, so toss Morgan Freeman out. I'm going with Tracy Morgan.
That's awesome.
So the Ray Liotta part, drunk, spoiler alert, he ends up being Kevin Costner's dad.
No, he doesn't.
Isn't he his dad?
No, his
dad. You want to play catch?
Yeah, that's a different character.
Oh, it isn't.
Yeah, yeah. After you see Shoeless Joe a bunch of times.
Yeah, the dad
later,
is a catcher.
Later, Kevin Costner's dad.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was his dad.
No, because don't you remember? He's like, "What are you grinning at, your ghosts?" And he's fucking points over at his fucking dad.
Yeah.
Well, fuck.
He's been talking to Shoeless. He's been talking about to Shoeless Joe all this time, and it turns out his dad was also in the field.
And that's the, like, if you build, like, it, your dad will come. That's the whole.
I pretty much completely forgot about this movie until we just started talking about that. And I remember that.
Are you sure Ray Liotta wasn't his dad?
1000%. I watched it 2 weeks ago.
Or 2000%.
Whenever they had that game. It was the day before.
Well, see. Because
yeah, Dwyer Brown as John Kinsella. So that would be his dad that played baseball.
Shit. Well, I put Terrence Howard in that, and I was going to say he couldn't be Shoeless Joe Jackson. He had to be somebody else because I thought it was his dad. Terrence Howard's still great. Terrence Howard should still be in the part, and they should just change it to somebody else. But I guess there's going to have to be another guy.
We could have it be where, like, instead of having anything to do with his dad, his mom comes out and she was, like, one of the gals that, like, sold cigarettes and stuff on the sidelines.
Plot twist,
or
guys.
A League of Their Own type deal.
Plot twist, yeah. Guys. In the remake, Terrence Howard is his dad.
Bingo. Perfect.
Yeah. If Travis can have adopted sisters, I can have Terrence Howard be the guy's dad.
For Shoeless Joe, I chose one Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, hey, guys. Hey, guys. I'm playing baseball. Hey, guys. Coming out of this cornfield, yeah?
Sorry.
It's pretty good.
Travis, that's a dead-on impression.
So, guys, the star. Oh no, Travis, who you got for Shoeless Joe Jackson?
This is where I shove in my favorite, who will go into every single movie that I ever recast.
Right,
told you,
Sam Rockwell as Shoeless Joe Jackson.
See, he thought you were gonna make him Ray instead of Shoeless Joe. I was like, no, he's gonna make him Shoeless Joe.
You're not gonna make him
Sam Rockwell's like mid to late 40s, I think by now. He can't be married to Tessa Thompson.
Okay, the main role of Ray Kinsella, originally played by Kevin Costner. I went with Will Smith.
Drunk. So Will Smith with Zoe Saldana,
right? And Terrence Howard is his dad.
And
with
Chappelle as Saldana's brother.
Yeah, and so I got Jeff Bridges. And who else did I have?
Oh, Jack Nicholson. I see what you did. I see what you did here. Good for you.
Yeah. So there's some white people in there, Travis, but it's the old white people. Got some old swap. Whites and young blacks. There's black farmers, Travis.
I was going to remark, I don't know how many black people are in Iowa, but I decided to keep it to myself.
Well, if we got a Marky Mark, is there farms in Boston?
Well, I mean,
oh yeah, my movie doesn't have Marky Mark,
and it's still in Iowa.
Drunk. Who's your Ray?
My Ray Kinsella is Christian Bale.
Is he going to lose a lot of weight, or is he going to gain a lot of weight?
Why would he have to do either?
He's just going
to
be normal weight.
Just normal weight.
Just normal Christian weight, Bale. Christian Bale.
So in your version, Christian Bale is married to who? Oh, the broad from Orange is the New Black.
Yep.
Gotcha.
That would be weird. I think he's a lot taller than her. She's a short gal.
She's a tiny little thing.
Tiny little thing. Travis, who's your Ray? If it's not Sam Rockwell, who's it going to be?
No, baby. Travis's Ray Kinsella for the Field of Dreams reboot is Adam Driver.
Nice.
Wow.
I'm going Adam Driver.
I like that.
It's pretty good.
Although, is he old enough for that role? How old is Adam Driver?
I mean, 34. I actually just Googled top 35 actors and actresses under 35.
Wonder if he takes
showers. Ray Kinsella is 37 in that movie, so that's right in line with where he needs to be.
Yep,
so.
It's right around.
Adam Driver looks like he skips one every now and then, right?
Yeah, I mean, when he has shorter hair, it doesn't look so. But yeah, I mean, when his hair is longer, it looks like.
Well, you can't wash it every day.
3-4,
Travis. It'll get real dry.
Well, not only that, I mean, how much shampoo are you going to go through?
Right, there's a lot of shampoo to go through. Drunk. Let me ask you a question, bud.
Oh, you should ask Travis first.
I should.
Yeah,
Travis. I'm going to ask.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Ask me.
What would you say is like your pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about, Travis. Is something that you watched, something that you read, something that you heard that you were like, you know what? Some other fucking people would probably really like this.
You know, baby. Last week I said I wasn't going to pick something obvious that everybody knows about, that everybody loves and is going to watch anyway. But this week, I'm flipping that on its head. Travis's pick of this week is Ted Lasso season 2.
It's really great, Travis. Every week it's
so wonderful.
Like it fills your heart with joy.
God, I feel good. Like I was worried that it was going to get to season 2 and it was going to be like, "Hey, remember how happy and like just joyful and good this show was?" Well, fuck you. But you know what? It didn't do that. Ted Lasso is back.
You went into it thinking they're going to fuck this up.
I absolutely thought they'd fuck it up. I thought they the lightning in a bottle. There's no way they can continue doing it. But I'll tell you what. I think we've only watched 2 episodes in season because I'm not trying to binge through this shit. So we kind of let it sit. And then we watched, I think, 2 episodes. And God damn it, Ted Lasso is back. Jason Sudeikis. Born to play this role. Everything about this season so far in these couple episodes has been everything I loved about the first season. I hope he makes this show until he dies.
I think my favorite character, Travis, is the guy who's obviously just a Gallagher brother. Was it Roy?
Oh, Roy. Yeah, Roy. I love Roy.
Is your mom a dentist? Like he just growls at people. He's great.
I love... When you first see him in spoiler alert, when you first see him in season 2, he's just coaching like girls soccer and is just like crotchety and watching like Big Brother with like a bunch of neighborhood ladies and shit. And he's got like this big old gruff beard. Oh, God. So good.
Drunk pick of the week, bud. Something you want the people to know about, Drunk?
Sure. So Drunk's pick of the week. So this week and next week is generally the fantasy football draft season.
Hell yeah.
Let's just make sure you're prepared for your drafts. Don't be the dumb guy. Be prepared.
So football, fantasy football draft preparation is your pick of the week.
Correct.
Travis, have you watched the show? I think it's on Peacock. It's called Schmigadoon.
Peacock? I only watch sports on Peacock.
The Key and Peele guy that didn't make movies, who's like still just kind of a Key and Peele guy.
Keegan Michael Key.
Yeah, that one. And the gal from Saturday Night Live that does Judge Shapiro, the dark haired gal that used to do the news, but they kicked her off the news.
Tina Fey?
No. Cecily Strong?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, so they're a couple, and somehow they end up in, like, a town that is a musical, and so they're not a musical, but they're in a town that's a musical, and so everything is a musical, and they're just kind of in it.
It sounds a lot like Pleasantville, where Tobey Maguire and Reese Witherspoon are not in this old-fashioned town, are not part of the old-fashioned town, but then they come and bring their own quirks.
Yeah, and it's stupid, but it's enjoyable. Like you have to kind of check it at the door and say, okay, this is stupid. But then, like, it's just kind of fun because, like, they do a bunch of musical numbers and it's, like, way over the top. So, yeah, Schmigadoon, it's on Peacock.
Schmigadoon on
the Peacock. Oh, and I'll go ahead and correct you for the sake of our listeners. That show is also on Apple TV Plus.
Schmigadoon?
Yeah, also on Apple TV Plus with Ted Lasso.
No, it's on Peacock.
Google it right now.
It's on Apple TV Plus?
Correct.
I'll be damned.
So now, ever since you've had Apple TV Plus, now you have you can say you've watched two things on that platform.
Well, we're very Apple heavy this week.
I don't have any Apple anything, so
yeah, that's literally the only thing I've watched on Apple TV Plus is Ted Lasso and that Justin Timberlake movie.
Charles, watch Schmigadoon.
I'm going to because I just Googled that to make sure that we got the platform right, and I see that Dove Cameron is on there, and I will watch anything that Dove Cameron does.
They said in the chat that La La Land was the same way. It is La La Land-esque in that, like, it's kind of stupid, but you just kind of have to accept that it's stupid and enjoy it. A lot of things are like that. Like if you go into it in a bad mood, like when I saw Thor Ragnarok, Travis, the first time I saw Thor Ragnarok, I was like, this is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But then
Anchorman, I thought it sucked.
Yeah. But then like you got to be in the right mood for it. Like when you took a nap in the middle of Bill and Ted.
Right. And like, why is this any good?
Yep. And then you woke up and you thought, wait, I'm watching Bill and Ted. Of course it's stupid.
Right. I recently watched the new Guy Ritchie movie starring Jason Statham, Wrath of Man, and was like, this is probably going to suck, but ended up enjoying it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Jason Statham movie. It's going to be stupid, but Jason Statham's great.
Yeah, he's probably going to shoot people. It's going to be cool.
Yeah. Guys, we did it, right? The fucking show's over.
I'll take it. I'm hungry. I'm going to go eat.
Do me a favor and update that recast thing on the website. Don't wait 2 years because I'll forget we recasted Field of Dreams.
The Weekend at Bernie's one is coming out next week. So don't be surprised, Travis. We recast Weekend at Bernie's already. It already happened.
I do remember that.
Yeah, there was some confusion. I posted the Beetlejuice one and Drunk said, I thought we were doing Field of Dreams.
I did think we were doing Field of Dreams.
And I said, yeah, we are. He goes,
but you said we're doing Beetlejuice.
My drunk needs work, doesn't it, Travis?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. You got the tenor correct. You have to get the inflection right.
I mean, I think I'm going up. I need to stay down.
Yeah, keep the tenor, work on the inflection.
I thought we were doing Field of Dreams.
Try Suns Out.
Suns out.
Funds out.
Guns out. Funds out. Duns out.
He's a little more excited. You got to do it excited because he's really excited.
Fuck you. I'm Dill Danning. Suns out. Funds out. Damn!
Oh, good for you!
It's chicken! It's fried chicken! It's fried chicken!
Did you say the hoser left?
Dildos? Dildos? Dildos?
Titillated by the titties.
No like my big dick.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. To enjoy our back catalog, visit WFODshow.com and be sure to share the show with a friend. Thank you to our Patreon sponsors for their continued support, Amanda Napier, Liquid Lozenge, Valerie Carpenter, and Brian Kranz. If you would like to donate to keep this pirate ship afloat, visit patreon.com/WFODix. Follow us on social media, email any one of us with our name at WFODshow.com, or leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. A thank you also goes out to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio for the music we used this week. Until next time, signing off. Goodbye. Travis, you think I'm going to get my screen door?
Eventually, but you know,
if I was expecting it like in the next week or so, probably not going to happen.
No. I guess it would depend on how pushy you are and how angry you get when you're talking to the people.
You know, the thing about it is like I maintain, oh well, you know, like if I be a dick to people. You know, that's not gonna change.
Well, and it's not great to be a dick to people, but at the same time, when you keep getting put through the ringer, it's like somebody's got to pay.
At a certain point, I guess you got to stop fucking around, right?
Mm-hmm.